I'm going to read from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 5, and verses 1 to 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. That particular chapter is a very significant one in the Epistle to the Romans, and talks about peace with God, about a person who is able to say, I have believed in Jesus Christ, and because of that, I have peace with God. Indeed, the verses in the chapter previous put it like this: if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Full verse: but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, that is the righteousness of God, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offences and was raised again for our justification. Now then, that being true, we are justified by faith. That being true, we have peace with God. It's a very wonderful thing to be able to say in this life and in this very warlike world, a very troubled world, we're able to say, I am at peace because I am at peace with God. Now I have a very lovely hymn here by John Ellerton. He speaks about the Saviour in the first verse. It's a hymn really that you'd sing at the end of a service, maybe, at the end of a day, something like that. A very beautiful hymn for a closing hymn. Saviour, again to thy dear name we raise with one accord our parting hymn of praise. It's like a good night, Lord. It's not depressing at all. It's really very lovely. It's as you were saying, I'm going home now. I'm going to my home, to my family, and I'm saying good night to a friend. So good night now. See you again. Good night. It's just like that. Saviour, again to thy dear name we praise with one accord our parting hymn of praise. We stand to bless thee ere our worship cease. Then, lowly kneeling, wait thy word of peace. But we don't hurry away. We stand there for a minute. We pause a while. We just finish in worshipping God in church, maybe, or maybe quietly in a room, whatever it may be, at the end of a day. And we stand a while after praying. We finish praying. We've said all we had to say. We've had our daily reading. We've read the Bible. We've read a hymn, maybe. We stop for a while. We pause. We stand to bless thee. Thank thee for all that thou art before our worship comes to a close. Then, kneeling quietly, we wait as if it were for our dismissal, as if we were waiting for permission to go home. It's just like that, as simple as that, and as peaceful and as beautiful as that. Then the hymn goes on asking. The three verses that we have now start with the word grant us, grant us, grant us. Let's look at them. I'll read the first one. Grant us thy peace upon our homeward way. With thee began, with thee shall end the day. Guard thou the lips from sin, the heart from shame, that in this house have called upon thy name. If I have really worshipped God, this is what the hymnist is saying, if I have truly believed in what I have said, then as I go on my way, in a sense, I don't want to leave thee, but I'm asking thee to come with me, that the peace of God may be with me, and that people will be able to see that I do not walk alone. I began the day with thee, Lord. I want to end the day with thee. and in between, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, I want help to guard my lips from sin and to guard my heart from nurturing or holding anything that is shameful, to be clean, to be without guile. And I can't be like that without thee, O God. And I should be like that in this house I've called upon thy name. If my lips have been used in singing a hymn or a psalm or reading the scriptures, surely I should be consistent in my life as well. Then we come to the other verse, the third verse, but the second in these grants. Grant us thy peace, Lord, through the coming nights. That's a lovely thought. You know, before we pray, sometimes we dread to have a nightmare or a troubled sleep or have what they call those anxiety dreams. Grant us thy peace, Lord, through the coming nights, that we might be kept whilst our mind is resting and when we are so vulnerable that we are resting in thee. There is a verse in the psalm that puts it like this, that God gives to his beloved sleep. And it can be translated in another way. He comes to his beloved in their sleep. Whichever way is lovely. Grant us thy peace, Lord, through the coming nights. Turn thou for us its darkness into light. Precisely so. Whether it is actual physical darkness or the darkness of fear, circumstances, whatever it may be, that we dwell and bask in the light of God. From harm and danger keep thy children free. For dark and light are both alike to thee. So whether it's night or day, O Lord, we want the light of God always to be there and the care of God always to be there. Then in his closing verse, he says these words. This is for life now. Grant us thy peace throughout our earthly life. We've been talking about days, we've been talking about nights. Now we're talking about life. Grant us thy peace throughout our earthly life. It's a lovely thought. I'm sure you desire that, don't you? We can have it, of course we can have it. We have it in that initial experience of peace with God, and then we exercise that peace. Remember the verse in the Philippians that said that the peace of God shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Keep us steady. No turmoil in our mind, no storm in our hearts. Grant us thy peace throughout our earthly life, our balm in sorrow, precisely that, and our stay in strife. So in sorrow we draw upon the comfort of God, and in strife we hold on to God. Then, when thy voice shall bid our conflict cease, when my travelling days are done, call us, O Lord, to thine eternal peace. So all it means is this, now from the peace of God and the peace of Christ in this life, one day I step into the peace of God in glory. Now shall we pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, can there be anything wonderful, more wonderful than the peace of God? And we know that we cannot attain it on our own. It is a gift, O Lord, and the result of a great work of mercy and of love. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, he enabled us to be forgiven, that we could approach God, and that we have peace. There is no enmity between us anymore because the obstacle has been removed. Our guilt and shame has been borne by Jesus, and we come to thee as forgiven people. We have peace with God, we are at peace with one another, and the peace of God keeps us in our lives, keeps our minds, these minds that can be so crowded with anxieties, and these hearts that can be so heavy with sorrow, that the peace of God shall rule in our minds and rule in our hearts, and keep us steady and keep us steadfast for each day, for each night, and for our lives, and that we might have this lovely consistency in our lives, that we walk with God and with that inner sincerity and tranquility that belongs to those who belong to God. We ask you for this, O Lord, and grant us at this time, whatever time it may be in our life, young, middle-aged or old, or a different kind of time of joy or sorrow or difficulty, whatever time it may be in our life, grant us, O Lord, thy peace to know, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.